Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We're going to Exodus, the 15th chapter. Exodus 15 and 26. He said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in His sight, will give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I'll put none of the diseases upon you which I've brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. I am the Lord that heals you. If you look this up in the original language dictionaries, this I am the Lord that heals you, you'll find it's one of the great compound redemptive names. Jehovah Rapha. The Lord has revealed Himself through His names. He's revealed Himself Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present, the Lord who is there. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord your peace. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord your righteousness. Jehovah Reah, the Lord your shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord your provider.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah Nissi, the Lord your victory.
Yes.
How many believe He is still the Lord your peace?
Yes.
And always will be the Lord your shepherd.
Yes.
The Lord your righteousness.
Yes.
The Lord who is always there.
Yes.
Well, is He still the Lord your healer?
Yes.
Will He always be the Lord
yes.
your healer?
Yes.
Nobody has a right to take the great I am and say He was. He used to be. No. I am the Lord that heals you. Let me read another couple of translations. Young's literal says, I, Jehovah, am healing thee. The complete English version says, I am the Lord your God and I cure your diseases. The message says, I am God, your healer. Some, instead of healer, say physician. The one who mends you. You could say it like this, I'm the one who fixes you.
Yeah.
That'd be accurate. I'm the God who fixes you. Oh, somebody needs to get excited about that. Tell him,
you are.
The God who fixes me. Of what? Whatever needs fixing. I don't have to go around unfixed. I don't have to go around broken, impaired, because He is the God who fixes me. He is the God who fixes me. I'm the Lord, the one who heals you, your physician, your healer. Now, one thing we got into last Sunday, I want us to look at again in Jeremiah 17:14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Heal me and I'm healed. Save me and I'm saved. Why would you say it like that? Because the two are connected. They're connected. The modern church has separated salvation from healing. And they've done damage to the Scriptures and obscured the truth. The new birth and healing are directly connected. Hallelujah. They are connected. We're going to see that more and more as we go. Psalm 103 we shouted about last weekend. Psalm 103:1. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name." Bless the Lord, verse 2. "O my soul, and forget not," what?
All
His benefits. Now, why would the Lord say to us, don't forget all my benefits? Because a lot of folks have narrowed down the benefits to one or two. They believe there is the benefit of being saved and not going to hell and going to heaven. But you get out much beyond that and go, it might not be God's will. And we don't. They don't believe in many benefits. But we do. Because the Bible says so. Forget not all His benefits. And then He starts listing the top benefits. Benefit number one. Who forgives? All. Now He keeps emphasizing, forget not all His benefits. He forgives all your iniquities, and who heals all your diseases. Now we read this, we shout about it, but most folks don't believe it. Most church-going people do not believe this verse. Say what? You heard me. They believe half of it. They believe the Lord, it is His will to forgive all iniquities. But they don't believe it equally and as strongly that it is His will to heal all diseases. But it's the same verse. It's the same verse. Said out loud, He forgives. Now go ahead and apply it to yourself. Say, He forgives
all
my iniquities.
And
He heals
all
my diseases.
All.
If you say, people don't always get healed. Yeah, and people don't always receive forgiveness. But it doesn't change the fact that He is the forgiver of all iniquities. And He is the healer of all. Somebody say all.
All.
All diseases. Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody say thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. Go with me over to Luke, the 5th chapter, and get ready. Get ready for what, Brother Keith? Get ready to get free. Get ready. I may preach, you may shout. Be warned, be ready.
Bring it on.
Hallelujah. Woo. Tell me what the truth will do for you. The truth will absolutely make you free. 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 So many times you don't realize how bound you've been until you get the truth. How much you've been robbed and how much you've been hindered and held back and held up, and then the truth dawns on you and you go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, I don't have to have this anymore. I don't have to live like this anymore. I don't have to put up with this anymore. It will make you free. Whew. Luke 5, verse 17. It came to pass on a certain day as He, Jesus, was teaching that there were Pharisees, doctors of the law, sitting by. Now, these are individuals who have done extensive study in the law of Moses, the law and the prophets. And the Pharisees were very strict, live by the law, do it right. And they were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, so we've got a mass of preachers. at this meeting. They weren't just preachers out of Galilee, but also Judea, also Jerusalem, out of every town in these regions. I mean, you'd have thought this was a preacher convention. Bunch of PhDs, doctors of religion. And the power of the Lord was present. This is a revelation manifestation of one of these compound names we were just talking about. Jehovah, who is present. Hallelujah. The power of the Lord was present, was there to heal them. Them preachers. Now that's not what they came for. But the power was there to do that for them. Isn't God merciful? A bunch of them were there to find fault. They were there to take notes. To find fault with what he's saying, with what he's doing, to get him in trouble with the authorities. Try to hurt him, try to undermine him some way. Now you know, when you got a stinky attitude like that, you're bound to have some problems too. So they needed healing. Acting like that, living like that for any length of time, you're going to have problems. And they all showed up, a bunch of them mean and snarky and fault-finding, judgmental, snooty, thinking they so smarty. And you might have just seen them and got mad and go, we don't need this bunch here. But they waltzed in and the Spirit of God says, man, we need a lot of healing. Man, we need a lot of healing in this place. So the power is here.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Who wants to get healed today? The Spirit of God, just like he hovered over the face of the deep, he was hovering over this place and over this room and over this house. Hallelujah. And he's saying, come and get it. Healing for everyone. Get your healing. It was there. Healing power was there for the taking, for the receiving, but no one was getting healed. This is a revelation. Can it be that the power of the Lord is present to heal and nobody get healed? It can't.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me